Nigeria is the hub of electronic waste in Africa, but there are no infrastructures for the environmentally sound management. And then, of course, the informal sector are the major handlers of e-waste. They lack the technology, they lack the capacity. The same problem is replicated in Ghana. Most of the people, the scavengers, who are burning the cables to recover copper are mainly children under 14 years old.
If electronic waste is of such great environmental concern, is it that these countries don't have the necessary legal framework to stop or curb the importation of electronic waste?
This is part of the problem. Because of lack of awareness, most of the African countries were caught unaware. The awareness was not there. Many of them have ratified Basel Convention, but they have not yet domesticated international legislation. Because of this project, there is a lot of awareness. Ghana right now is undergoing consultation to see how to finalize. I'm also aware that even in East Africa, Kenya is already trying to draft a regulation.
Now, your report says some of the electronics that are being imported are actually non-functional and non-repairable. Is this an indication that the countries where these electronics are coming from are actually looking for a place to dump them?
Well, of course. They are taking advantage of this. The people at the borders, the customs, the environmental regulatory agencies have no regulations